USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A coalition of opposition parties to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced they've reached a deal to form a new government. The deal, coming minutes ahead of a Wednesday deadline, will likely see Netanyahu's 12-year term in power ended. Former Defense Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist lawmaker Yair Lapid announced the coalition, which will have to be approved by the Israeli parliament. Under the plan, the two men will split a 4-year term as prime minister. And the FBI says the cyber attack on one of the largest meat suppliers in the country came from a hacker group with links to Russia. In a statement Wednesday, the Bureau attributed the ransomware attack on JBS USA to R-Evil and Sodino Kibi, two groups allegedly operating out of Russia. The attack halted production at the company's facilities on Tuesday before they were able to restore most operations on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC shows that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states already having reached the president's goal of 70%. About 133 million Americans have thus far been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House and Senate Republicans are resuming talks Wednesday over a deal on infrastructure spending. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden met with Republican Senator Shelley Marcapito from West Virginia on Wednesday. The main topic of discussion was infrastructure. The White House saying they'd like to work out a bipartisan deal with 10 Republican senators who positioned themselves as part of what they call the productive minority in the GOP that are willing to work with the White House. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they're talking about having a week to do that. And I think we'll see whether both sides are, in fact, interested in really getting to a solution.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test on Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself has been suspended by Churchill Downs for 2 years for the failed test. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.